I'd like to call the meeting to order. Roll call. Robert?
Here.
Eric?
Here.
Rena?
Here.
I'm here. Ella? Erasto?
Here.
And we have our board lawyer, Stuart, sitting with us at the table. Could we all stand for a prayer and then the Pledge of Allegiance? Would you say, lead us in prayer?
Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for gathering us here today, Lord. We just ask for your guidance and your wisdom tonight, Lord, as just decisions need to be made. And Lord, just keep us all safe. Lord, thank you for guiding us here today. Thank you for keeping us safe on the way here. And Lord, any judgment that needs to go on, Lord, just let it be done carefully and diligently. Thank you for the responsibilities and the burdens you've placed on us and some of the people here. Thank you for everyone else that just takes their time to come out here, and bless them. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Eric, could you lead us in the prayer? The pledge.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I failed to mention that Alan Moore and Daniel Kelly will not be here at the meeting tonight. Sorry about that. Ms. Rena, could you do the welcome?
Welcome to the Lafayette Public Library Board of Control meeting. As your board member, I would like to announce the following. This is a public meeting. To address the Board of Control on any item on the agenda, please complete and submit the public speaker form prior to the calling of the agenda item in order to have the opportunity to speak. Items for submission to the board should be handed to Ms. Nancy Hebert, seated at the table to our right. When addressing the board, state your name, parish of residence, and title for the official record. No debating or confrontational statements will be allowed. This is not a question and answer session where you can ask questions and demand answers of board members or of employees. Though board members may ask clarifying questions to ensure your concerns are understood. All comments must pertain to library business in general and the action item being considered in particular. The 3-minute rule will be in effect. Members of the public are asked to remain quiet during the meeting to allow the board to conduct its business efficiently and to refrain from making comments while other members of the public are addressing the board from the podium. Meeting procedures are governed generally by Robert's Rules of Orders, but the presiding officer may deviate from Robert's Rules of Order when necessary, convenient, or desirable for the efficient proceeding of the meeting. Please silence all cell phones and electronic devices. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to comments from the library board. Presentation by Board Vice President Moore. As you can see, Mr. Moore is not here tonight, so the presentation has been postponed until our next meeting. Also, regarding the Northeast Library Committee, being there was no new business, the meeting for June 19th was canceled. Okay, now we'll move on. Are there any other board comments?
On here.
Okay. We'll move on to the director's report. Mr. Ghislaine.
Okay, so our marketing contract has been signed with BBR Creative, and we're working on filling the community relations vacancy so that we can get started on our marketing plan. We are working with Lafayette Public School System for their August in-services. Unlike in the past, where we've only spoken to the Library Media Center people, we will be at all of the in-services and part of the session rotations at all of the services. The parish council introduced the ordinances to allow the mayor president to go into a cooperative agreement with SLCC and with UL to make the IDs function as library cards. The council will vote to adopt the ordinance on July 1st. I will be meeting with faculty from both UL and SLCC to discuss partnerships for our contemporary poetry collections. I worked with Dawn and the managers. We've created a separate grid of consequences for minors so that we are treating kids like kids and not like adults for basic infractions, serious infractions such as harassment, weapons, things like that. There will be no changes. We've looked at 2 properties to serve as temporary locations to provide services while North is closed. One is a welcome center, which is right across the street from where we're considering trying to relocate, but that property got rented out from under us. Actually, I think it was sold. And we will use that location to do programs. And there's another centrally located on, I can't remember the name of the street.
What?
St. Peter.
Oh, it's on St. Peter. That will serve as a small collection, public access computers, and for people to come in and pick up their books and such. Both of those properties, the first one is owned by the city of Karen Crow. The second one is owned by someone close to people who run Karen Crow, will be provided to the library at no cost except for utilities and internet. So that was nice. Larry and I are investigating another potential warehouse on Wednesday of this week. So y'all will hear more about that if that's a thing. Look for it on your August agenda. That is all I have.
Any questions or comments from the board? Okay. We'll move on to the assistant director's report. Ms. Dawn.
Hey, filling staff vacancies continues to be our priority. Recently hired, we had several LTA ones hired. Hunter Gunch was hired to work at North Regional. Alex Sutherland was hired to work at East Regional. Gwendolyn Oquan was hired to work at North Regional, and Alexis Harper was hired to work at South Regional. We had two promotions. Jordan Prejean was promoted to Librarian 1 at Main, and Tiffany Gallion was promoted to Librarian 1 at South. Our remaining vacancies include three LA positions, LA 1 positions at Main, and a community relations specialist position, and we're currently interviewing for those. In May, we had a total of 64,910 patrons visit our libraries or use our drive-throughs. We had 118,243 total checkouts. In addition, 5,570 patrons attended the 274 programs that we offered. The bookmobile made 20 stops, had 362 patron visits, and 43 homebound deliveries were made. Within the last month, I attended the monthly Friends of the Library Board meeting. I worked the summer reading kickoff event on June 7th, which was attended by approximately 2,000 patrons. And I also completed a webinar entitled Dealing with Difficult Situations.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board?
I have a question. Ms. Dawn, how was summer kickoff?
It was phenomenal. Oh, my gosh. We had Bluey and Bingo. We got to dunk a few librarians, which was fun. Face painting. We had so many great comments from patrons. It was a really good turnout.
Great. That's great to hear. Thank you for your work and your team for doing that.
Okay. We'll move on to facilities and financial update.
Me again. Okay, so for facilities at the main library, we have security camera upgrades in progress. We have recently made repairs to the audio-visual equipment in Story Castle downstairs. Two first-floor windows were broken by a vandal during overnight hours between June 7th and June 10th. We had the security footage retrieved, the vandal was identified, police were contacted, suspect arrested, emergency repairs initiated. The elevator modernization project. Architect and elevator consultant are scheduled to be on site the week of June 23rd to start the assessment of the existing equipment and site conditions. We are doing carpet replacement in specific areas of Main due to staining. Select public use lounge chairs are being considered for replacement. At South Regional renovations, no updates. We're pending the HVAC equipment manufacturing and execution of change orders for study room carpet and paint upgrades and automation control upgrades. The roof replacement, the sheets have been circulated for signature. I've signed it. So it should be sent to purchasing for bidding phase. And we expect that in July or August. North Regional Library, the renovations, the plans and specifications are just about finalized, but you have heard us say that before. The architect estimates the final documents will be turned over to LCG for bidding review before the end of June. Today is June 23rd. So just keep that in mind. So we've had a number of HVAC emergency repairs in the month of May and June. We've had a lot of issues with the largest of the three units. This is the one that cools the public area. So we've had spliced wiring causing condenser motor to run randomly and reverse at times. We've had to replace two condenser fan blades and one motor. As of this week, the unit is struggling to cool as we have issues with the thermostatic expansion valve repairs. Wow, I guess Larry knows what all that means. In addition, the unit one only has one compressor of the two working. So replacement of one compressor will be $11,500. We're hoping that we can limp along. Because we have the temporary sites available to us, we are trying to expedite work on those because we do not plan on spending $25,000 to replace an air conditioning unit that will be then replaced 3 months later by a completely different system. So we're hoping that we can make it until renovation starts. Otherwise, we are going to see how quickly we can get into our temporary locations. The West Regional Library is also having HVAC issues. We had some issues with the VRF system and certain rooms were not cooling. The vendor was able to address the issues. Library maintenance staff also identified some loose exterior tile that may be allowing for water intrusion in the staff workroom. We've contacted the original installer to address the issue. At the East Regional Library, we have a roof leak in the meeting room hall reported. We're monitoring it and filing a warranty claim once further investigated. AV repairs were initiated in the story time and meeting room. All locations have had their landscaping mulch refresh, trees and shrubs pruned for patron vehicle building clearance. And in your packet, you have a couple of pictures of our broken windows. And that's the facility report.
Any questions or comments from the board? Okay.
Okay, for the financials, we are at about where we expected to be, though we have probably spent close to $1 million more than expected, but that $1 million is not, it's confusing because that $1 million is South Regional capital expenditures, and so that's not money that's coming out of our operating budget, that's money that we already had set aside in the capital fund. But when you look at the reports, it shows up as spent because we spent it. But everything else is where we expect it to be.
Any questions or comments from the board? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move on to approval of the minutes. Approval of minutes of the May 19, 2025 regular board meeting. Can I get a motion?
Ms. Ella, I would like to make a motion to approve these minutes for the May 19th, 2025 board meeting.
Okay. Can I get a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Do we have any board, any public comments on this item? Okay. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
I abstain.
Okay. That was going to be my next question. All right. Motion passes. Okay. Moving on to new business, library book discards. Can I get a motion?
A motion to approve the discard books.
In our packet, there is a language that we could use.
Sorry. Good. A motion for the library to discard 3,420 books having been out of use for over a year due to books being superseded, obsolete, unused, or otherwise unnecessary.
Okay, can I get a second?
Second that.
Okay, Ms. Nancy, do we have any public comments on this item? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstained?
I'll abstain.
Okay, motion carries. All right. Next is announcements. Reminder that the next library board meeting will be Monday, July 21st, 2025. This is what's listed on our library's website. However, our July meeting is optional, and we will not be having a meeting in July. Normally, our board meetings are held the third Monday of the month, but our next meeting in August will be the first Monday of the month, which is August the 4th, and I just wanted to state that so people can mark their calendar to be here. Reminder that yearly ethics training and sexual harassment training must be completed before December 31st, 2025. Comments from the public pardon me?
Ella, I just wanted to note that in order to not have the July meeting, we need to have a vote of the board.
Okay.
Per the bylaws. And so in order to do that, we need to add an item to the agenda, which would just take a unanimous vote of the board to do so.
Okay. All right.
Then we'd have to allow public comment on that motion.
Absolutely. Can I get a motion to postpone the... postponing of the July meeting to the agenda?
Sure, I'd like to make a motion to add the... July 21st cancellation to the agenda.
Okay. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Okay.
We have to allow for the opportunity for public comment.
Absolutely.
And they haven't had a chance to put cards in. So.
Okay. Any public comment? Anyone wishing to speak on this item, please come up to the podium. Okay. Seeing no public comment, I'll call for the vote to add this agenda item to our agenda tonight. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstain? Okay, motion carries. All right. So can I get a motion to cancel the July meeting?
I'll make the motion to not attend July's 21st meeting.
Okay.
A second.
Okay. Any public comment? No public comment? Okay. All in favor of canceling the July 21st, 2025 board meeting? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstain?
I abstain.
Okay. Okay. Comments from the public on any other library matter not on this agenda? Ms. Nancy?
You'll excuse me. Good evening. I am Eb Hale, not Ed Hale. And I just want to make a general comment. I want to thank the board for all that you're doing. And then specifically, about a month or so ago, I was listening to one of the board meetings back in January of 2023, where, and I also went on to YouTube and I found a bunch of videos in regards to this, that a person's First Amendment rights were violated. And that really concerned me because I listened to the audio over and over and over again. And during the time where the person was up here standing and making comments, they were going against rule number 6. They were not sticking with the issue, but were attacking the board. And I was greatly offended by that. And then I come to find out, I read the lawsuit concerning that. And I thought, I saw who filed the lawsuit. It was the attorneys from Tulane University. And then, of course, it was the judge was involved. But I made it a point to let as many people know what's going on. I contacted Moon Griffon. I contacted the Carol Ross Show, the Josh Guillory Show. I wrote all of the city or all of the parish councilmen about this. I even wrote to the Attorney General in Louisiana to see what I could do about this, and I don't know if I want to go that far at this point. But I also contacted our city lawyer, Mr. Ottinger, and also the mayor president, Ms. Boulay, to tell them that as a taxpayer, I consider it the duty of this city to support the library board for doing what they were doing. They were enforcing the rule, rule number 6, and you have to have control of what's going on in order to have a board meeting. I have asked Mr. Ottinger to, I don't know exactly what I said, but I think he should do whatever he can to support the board. I think the best possible outcome would be the lawsuit to be dropped and everybody go back to kumbaya. But if that doesn't happen, as a taxpayer, I expect this city to support the board in whatever way that they can. Thank you.
Melanie Brevis, Lafayette Parish. I'm speaking tonight on behalf of Lynette Mejia and myself, and a version of this statement is also being submitted to the advocate as a letter to the editor. We're speaking out tonight to address misinformation concerning our lawsuit against Robert Judge. At the May 19th Library Board of Control meeting, Mr. Judge made statements regarding a proposed settlement agreement that was on the agenda to be discussed in executive session. Mr. Judge's statements, which were centered on himself, were deliberately misleading and unfounded. Meanwhile, Daniel Kelly and political operative Michael Lunsford continue to speculate publicly about why we have brought the lawsuit. They claim that we're the ones costing the library money. But the simple truth is that Mr. Judge has brought all this on LCG and the library through his refusal to follow open meetings law. Mr. Judge and his proxy, Mr. Lunsford, also falsely claim that we are suing to put porn in the children's section. This is not only demonstrably false, but insulting and defamatory. It is truly unbelievable that they would try to flip the narrative and cast as villains the people who have protected the library and have held the board accountable. It is quite simple. Mr. Judge is the one who broke the law. Mr. Judge and his counsel, and the counsel who appointed him, are the ones being held accountable. We filed this lawsuit in pursuit of accountability, transparency, and respect for the First Amendment in our community. Our case challenges policies adopted by the Lafayette Public Library Board of Control, which silence members of the public who attempt to give comment at library board meetings, even though that public comment is fully protected by the Constitution. As fierce First Amendment advocates, we would never, and no one has, imposed restrictions on Mr. Judge's speech. We would not propose or support any settlement agreement that infringes his free speech rights. Any assertion that Mr. Judge makes otherwise is simply untrue. We are, as always, committed to defending the rights of all residents to express themselves freely and participate fully in civic life. We would never support an agreement that did not align with these values. We continue to call for our local leaders, both on the parish council and the library board, to embrace a culture of openness and dialogue and to enact policies that safeguard, rather than silence, public discourse. To Mr. Judge and Mr. Lunsford, please stop deliberately lying about us and the lawsuit. Thank you.
Melanie Champagne, Lafayette Parish. Well, topic same, part two, about Mr. Judge. But speaking of the things he's done, I've been coming here, up here ever since the night that the board voted to change the mission statement. So I thought that I would want to be sure to revisit this issue because last month, one of the board members said that a lot of people come up here and suggest that the board has nefarious or even perhaps racist motives. So I thought we'd put a little bit of a final point on some things and make it very clear of the reason for I feel the indignity of what you did to the mission statement. So there is no questioning. While some people are highly offended at the breaking of rule number 6, I am really highly offended at some of the words that you took out. We've already visited this, right? You took out diverse, right? Because my moral compass says that anyone being allowed to walk the aisles of the library is a good thing. So forgive us for wondering why you would want to take out a word that means that we include everyone from social or ethnic backgrounds, different genders. I don't know why that word would need to come out. Because what I would deduce is that if you want to take out the word diverse, you want it to be less diverse. You want it to serve a more homogenous community. And so tell us, be brave, who do you want to leave out? Who do you want to serve? You took out the word equal, right? Being same in number or value. My moral compass says that a library should be fair to all its patrons and provide an equal collection of resources without prejudice. That's what my moral compass says. So forgive us when we are suspicious, when you take out the word fair, because do you want it to be unfair? Do you want it to be unequal? Can you blame us for deducing that by taking this out that you want to hold someone in higher esteem than the other? You took out the word free. My moral compass says that a library that's been funded with the explicit mission of providing free resources should be free. So when you take it out, we want to know what resources are you buying or are you charging? What resources are you going to start selling? That's what we want to know. Why was this changed? You want to know why we say it has some nefarious sounding vibes to it? Because it has some very nefarious sounding vibes to it. So I hope that clears up a few things. You left off some recreational things, but you know, if you want to stop the paper crafts, that's a choice.
Good afternoon, I'm Kara Chance. I am respectfully requesting that the board set the record straight regarding the misconception that there is inappropriate material in the children's section. The book, Lawn Boy, by Jonathan Evison, from which Mr. Judge read, was never in the children's section. Gender Queer and Fun Home, a family tragicomedy, which were projected onto the screen, were never in the children's section. Those books were purchased as adult books. They were processed as adult books. They were shelved as adult books. Yet your librarians have been maligned, and called groomers, and their profession systematically dismantled over claims that are just not true. I don't expect the board to apologize for the misconceptions. However, I would like for them to acknowledge that those books were never in the children's section. Thank you.
Hey, Tom Hodak, Lafayette, Louisiana. There's no more displays in the library. And it's June. I'm not a lawyer, but my personal feeling is banning displays is an infringement on First Amendment rights. You could probably answer that better than me, but that's my what's my heart is saying. To prohibit librarians or librarian patrons from setting up displays of their choice. So no more displays right now, but a federal and district court have indicated we have free speech rights. And with that in mind, and in memory of many friends and clients that I lost during the AIDS crisis, in memory of one of my family members, and in support of another family member, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Pride Month.
Okay. Any comments from the board before we close? Okay. Ms. Rena, would you lead us in a closing prayer?
Yes. Thank you, Ms. Ella. Heavenly Father, thank you for letting us gather here this evening safely. We appreciate the library staff that have worked so hard to keep this library going and the system going. We are so grateful for them. We ask that you bless them and continue to bless their work. We thank you for our board members who could choose to serve their community. And we thank you for this passionate public outpouring of people who care about their library and care about the library system and those that it affects. We are very grateful for this opportunity to serve. And we thank you for positive collaboration amongst everyone, particularly this evening. We ask that you bless everyone on their way home. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
Meeting adjourned.